feel you came through the game, obviously, first game of the season like that?
Felt good. There's some things we did well on offense. Some things we could have did better. Overall, I think we were sound, we were solid. We played good. I felt good.
Were you one of these games where the coach is going back to see a team that he's been at before, and it seems like every week this happens in the NFL, but you know, you're kind of removed from the situation a little bit. It's not your coach, not your team. Do the players still get into it a little bit, and you know, maybe there's a little extra for Coach McDermott going back to Carolina?
Well, the guys been in Carolina, just talking to them and talking to Sean about it, they're a lot different. I mean, it's like a regular game to them. They're just going back just trying to win. They're not getting wrapped up in the rivalry or the battle. You know, they just want to go out there and win. The teammates were supporting them. It's a regular game. You know, I think everybody just looks at things differently. You know, I kind of looked at it like a revenge type of game when I played back home. But them guys, it's just, I like their attitude. It's more positive. It's more team-based. So it's working out. They got one goal, and that's going to North Carolina and get a win.
With the speed they have at linebacker, Sean, sometimes over-pursuit is something a team can fall victim to when they have that. Looking on film, do they fall victim to that sometimes, or are they too disciplined to that?
They're a disciplined group. They play very well together as a team, as a defense. They all know their role. They have some studs on that defense, particularly the linebackers. They do a great job of just filling the holes, running things down, with a lot of athletic abilities. You know, they're a good team. They're a good defense. So, I mean, at times they run into victim of over pursuing plays, but that's the gift and the curse. You know, we're talented at a position, especially at the linebackers. They get, I guess, just happy in a kind of over pursuit. So it'll be a good game. It'll be a good game.
How excited are you to get a shot with Kiku?
I've played them before. They've had some success against me, and I had success against them. I think, like, my last time in Philly, they really keyed in on me, you know. And I think it was Sanchez had a pretty good game. So if they want to take me out or run a game out, I'm sure Tyrod will have a big day. As long as we get the win, you know, I'm always up for a challenge, no matter who it is. You know, I look forward to these matchups. I really do.
Sean, on Sunday, you came out with that wrist injury, went back in. You said you're going to ice it. How's it feeling now? Looking good?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Just getting the swelling down, and it's football. Getting nicks and bruises all the time. So I'll be fine for the game. Right. Yeah, you won't see too much one-handed ball. So I'll be more tucked.
Tolbert came here and had a reputation as being a good teammate, solid guy in the locker room. What have you learned about him personally, and what has he brought to this team, just in terms of kind of being that number two running back behind you right now?
Off the field, man, he's a good guy. He's a good teammate. He works extremely hard. He's caring. He's always trying to help out the younger guys. There's times when he gives me advice. You know, so as a veteran, 10 years in the game, he knows a lot. Then on the field, he runs hard. He brings that physical type of presence that we need, from fullback to running back. You know, he'll do whatever it takes to win games and help the team out. So, in my book, he's an A-plus character guy and A-plus teammate.
Sean, you're already near the top of the league again after 1 week. Is there any guy you look at every week, kind of see where they are? Not even for competitive purposes, just maybe friends or guys because you know how good they are, you kind of want to check in on them statistically?
Oh, my good friends. I was joking with Macklin this week. He ran 20.1 miles per hour, and I was like 19. I just thought that I'd beat him in a foot race. With other guys, I mean, it's so different. Like, when I was trying to compete with other running backs, it was like AP, like Marshawn. It was Aaron Foster. You know, it's changed. It's like a lot of the newer guys get a lot of hype, you know, like, the last 2 years, it was the kid from the Rams, Zeke. He's like the new presence. You know, he's getting it done. Who else? The kid from Miami. He's kind of getting there. So it's so funny, like, when you watch the stats of the running backs, and I'm up there with all the young rookies and young guys. So it's just different. You know, I like it. I really do. It's interesting to see how the era and time has changed. You know, each week I'm like, all right, what did AP get? You know, now it's like, is Zeke playing? Is he getting six games? Is he not? You know what I mean? You look at the numbers. So it's pretty cool.
Is it extra motivation for you that they are younger and you're a little older and you have those guys to compare yourself with?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like you kind of. I remember as a younger guy, I was looked up to a lot of the older guys, and once I gained their respect, and I talked to them, and I respected their game. Now it's like flip. Now I'm the older guy, and the young guys look up to me to tell me they respect my game and things like that. So I guess it's all motivation. Now I guess the motivation is staying relevant and staying at the top of the charts. I mean, because that's what we all strive to do. Be the best. Individually, and to help our team out. So it's all in competing.